Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. If this is a tape program, it was taped on, November the 16th, Wednesday, November the 16th. And we've been focusing on thanksgiving and gratitude this whole month, and listen to Ephesians 5, 3, 4. I love this verse. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Rather than all these things that are listed there, it's saying, be thankful. Isn't that interesting that the attitude, I'm not going to say of gratitude because that's so trite, the attitude of thankfulness is therapeutic, and it eliminates so many of these negative things in our lives. In fact, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be preaching on thankful thinking therapy and how you can do therapy on yourself just by being grateful. Joining me today are two people that I have been grateful for longer than 5 minutes right now. Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Appreciate
we
it.
We are...
equally thankful for you.
Here. Yeah. Well, we've been working together. I think we've all known each other over 30 years at least, wouldn't you say?
I know that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true.
So anyway, we love each other and we're glad that you're joining us also. And by the way, if you have been impacted by New Life, you and your family, there's a phone number that's difficult to remember. And if you write it down, we'd love for you to call it and just give us a little recording of how New Life has impacted your life. It's 866-492-7228. You can do that, and we would love to hear from you, and we'll use it on some things that we're doing here around Thanksgiving. You know, it really is such a great, great time of the year. I love this time of the year, and Mom's coming out for Thanksgiving, and we're going to be sitting by a big old fire in a campground way down in southern Indiana. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm so...
Oh, sounds so nice. I love this time of year. It's my favorite.
Yeah, and you know, if you usually, Thanksgiving's kind of a downer for you because you don't have mom or family or something like that, why don't you plan on doing something? I believe that gratitude results in generosity. Go do something for somebody, and it could be the best Thanksgiving ever. Now, how do you do that? You just call the City Mission, Salvation Army, Goodwill, whatever, and say, what are you guys doing on Thanksgiving? Could I come be part of it? And I think you'll just be so, so glad that you did. Don't sit at home and watch TV by yourself or go someplace where you're not really comfortable. Do something for somebody else. I don't think you'll ever regret it. This is the year to change things. And on this Thanksgiving, well, we have a matching gift we're grateful for, and the whole purpose is to find some new supporters for New Life. This gentleman will release $15,000 as soon as we find 50 brand new Club New Life members. At $30 a month, it's hardly anything. Well, for many people, it's a lot, I know that. But it's so small for the benefit that it provides, because we count on that, and you know, 5,000 other people come together, and it really makes a huge difference. If you've never given before, would you call us right now and say, I want to be part of Club New Life, this matching gift? Now, we send you a thumb drive with some teaching segments. We also send you a New Life cross. We love these crosses. And then a Christmas ornament and a CD in defense of Christian counseling with Henry Cloud and Josh McDowell. That's what you get. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I am going to go right to our phones here. Let's talk to Patty from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Patty, we're so grateful that she listens on KGFT from Colorado Springs. Hey there, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, Patty. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
Question. I've been married for 19 years, and we've had a pretty, I think, rocky marriage throughout, I have to say. We have four kids, and I just feel like I don't even love him anymore. You know, I just can't even...
What happened?
Kiss him, you know?
What happened?
You know, he's very controlling. He's very, very controlling and very kind of verbally abusive. I've tried because, you know, I found the Lord when we first kind of met, and but God has changed my life a lot. So I know that one time I had a pretty filthy mouth myself, but the Lord really changed me, and I saw a change in my life.
Mm. Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you in any way, now don't be upset, did you in any way train him to be like this?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it is my problem.
It's not your problem.
Right.
It's not your problem. It's that maybe he did something and then your response allowed him to do it again. And pretty soon he just kept doing it. Could that be part of it?
Maybe. Maybe you're right. I pray, and it seems like nothing ever changes.
Prayer is good, but prayer requires action also. I think prayer prepares the heart for the most appropriate action. And so here's a point I want to make with you, is that sometimes you might enable some really unhealthy stuff. Sometimes you might, like I said, kind of in an exaggerated way, you might train a man that it's okay to be a certain way, and then one day you decide, I want to leave this guy. I don't even like him. When, in fact, you kind of enabled it or you trained it. And so here's my point. If you change, and you get help for you, there's a good chance he will become the man that you wanted. May not, but the chance is pretty good. We've seen it before. Jill, Dave, your thoughts on this.
Working on yourself impacts other people around you. I'm wondering, Patty, what's your husband afraid of?
Well, I don't know. I know that for me, you know, it's been a disappointment because I always wanted him to be a great dad. And even if I don't care how he treats me, if he treats his kids well, I'll be so happy.
Yeah, but,
wait.
It does matter how he treats you, yeah. And that trickles down to the kids. And the kids see how he treats you, and that's showing them how they're supposed to treat other people, like
right.
their spouses someday.
You know what
so
I would
do? So it
does
matter.
You know what I would do, Patty, is I would sit yeah. down with him and say, you know, I've lost the feelings of love because of your controlling, abusive behavior. And I want to apologize for my part in that. And I'm going to get help for myself because I want us to be different than we are with each other. And I'm going to work on my part. Now, just make a statement like that. And then the interesting thing is that love is a consequence of behaviors, not of the feelings come when the behaviors are there. Mm-hmm. And there haven't been any behaviors probably on either side. But if you start to say, you know, go to 1 Corinthians 13 and look at all the behaviors that Paul describes of love and pick one and say, I'm going to work on that this week, and pick another one and I'm going to work on that and see what happens, because you haven't drawn
right. The love can come back.
Yeah, it can come back
if the work is done.
And you want to draw out of him his manhood, not his mm-hmm. little boy side, and that might help to do
right.
it. It might not, but if it doesn't work, it'll mm-hmm. it'll help clarify for you what
right.
your next step is, and that's you know, so you win either way.
Yeah, but
no,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
You have this marriage retreat, I think.
Yes, an intensive. Mm-hmm. The intimacy
right.
intensive, yes.
But, you know, I thought about those to see if I can do that with him, but I'm thinking, but it feels like I just feel like I don't even care anymore.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I kind of hear that you are totally defeated, Patty, and almost like you've just set yourself aside, and it's like, okay, it doesn't matter anymore, and so you're just vying for the kids. But like we have already said, what you don't see is that caring about you is going to help your kids.
Getting him to care about you.
And that it isn't about the feeling. The work still needs to be done, because whether you leave him or you stay, you will still be involved with him because of your kids.
Right.
And right now, being married, you have the most leverage to impact your children. So why not
yeah.
have a better marriage instead of just resigning yourself to be defeated or leaving the situation?
And there's a chance that something miraculous might happen. We have about 33% of the people there. They say, if something doesn't happen this weekend, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And the results have been amazing. So you don't have to go wanting things to work out. But
okay.
if we do our job and you do your job, you'll leave wanting things to work out. We have seen people literally change, transform their heart.
Yeah, you need something big that gives you a huge
yeah.
paradigm shift.
Now, maybe somebody listening can encourage you. Maybe if you need some scholarship help, maybe they can help with that. But it's going to be powerful. And the date on that is February the 17th, right after Valentine's Day. So
February the 7th.
Yeah, 17th of February. But hang on, we'll give you some more information. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because this is exactly the kind of stuff that we wrote the book for. And you guys, you can change your thinking. Romans 12:2 says, don't be copying the world. Don't be trying to fit in. But you can literally transform your life completely by changing the way that you think. It says you can transform into a new person. Simply by changing the way that you think. I love that. That's pretty simple. So you have to do it.
And sometimes, too, you know, we women, we see everything that's wrong in our life through our most significant relationships. So it's really easy to get to that point where you say, okay, I need to leave this. But, Patty, do what you would do if you were to leave the relationship. How would you change
your
life if you were to leave the relationship? And instead, do it now before you make that decision to leave. Because either way, you've got to work on yourself.
In other words, she would probably connect with a lot of healthy women,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
hope. She would develop some hobbies to meet people, and she would become so interesting, fascinating.
Right. Don't use him as the excuse for not living the life you want.
That's right. All right. Glad you called. Hang on. We're going to give you some help, and I send you Take Your Life Back. If you haven't read this, please get it. And there's some great reviews on Amazon and one really crummy one. So it's really
good. Who would write a crummy one?
I have to read that.
I think she had a bad attitude. But, no, it really is helping a lot of people to not live a reactive life but a responsive life, not live in your false self but in your real self, to become your own decider and your defender and the developer of good things in your life. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you give us a gift of any amount and you want that rather than the Living Free coloring book, well, we'll do it for you there. All right, let's go to line number 5. And I don't even know who that is. So I'm going to just, yeah, who is on line number 5? I don't have a name for you. Are you there? Are you there?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yes?
We don't have a name, so who? Tell us who you are.
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you? What's your question?
Well, my question is that my husband and I have been going through counseling because of disagreements throughout our whole relationship and raising our children, which are his stepchildren. And so I'm having a hard time, not so much forgiving, because I can forgive, I think.
Yeah, but what do you need to forgive him for?
For things that I think that he's wronged me and my children for.
Okay.
In the past. His very authoritative and demanding and non-really loving way that he has, I almost want to say, raised us. You know, yeah. Because I feel like I have been put in that child position, you know?
Yeah,
where
sure.
It was like us three against him. You know,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm having a hard time. I don't want to say forgive, but maybe it is forgive because I still live with him. My children have moved out, but I'm still here. You know, and
you have a dead marriage. You have a dead marriage, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
But when he falls into these when he's, you know, telling me how to do things and what to do and whatever, I fall back into that. Oh, I don't like you for what you've done.
Hmm. Right.
You know?
Well, sure.
And
who wouldn't?
It's a hard time getting
you know,
over
it's, Andrea, it's really hard to forgive something that's ongoing. Because if we try to forgive something that's ongoing, it's really an excusing of the behavior, which doesn't take it very seriously. So somehow you've got to get at the. You're in counseling, you said. So somehow you've got to speak up in the counseling in the sense of. When this happens, I feel this, and it makes me not care about you, and be honest with it, and let the counselor work with you on that.
Well, and also, it would be good to ask what he's feeling when he steps in and starts telling you what to do, right? What's going on with him? Where is the anxiety for him? Does he feel like you're not capable? Does he feel like, you know, you need his help? Does he have a need to be in charge of something and you're his only audience? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on? What's stirring in him? What fears? What feelings?
And
try to get beneath the surface.
And you can predict that it's going to be fear. Because
right.
That's what keeps a man a little boy and controlling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they kind of puff up to act like the big guy.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. What's his job? What does he do for a living?
Well, now he's retired now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he's always been his own boss.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, he's never really, until he was younger, or while he was younger, he was somebody else's employee. But then finally he, you know, for many, many years, decades, has been his own boss.
Let me tell you, yeah, I can imagine he was authoritative. But let me tell you something that's kind of ironic. I think inside every man, there is a little boy. And what that little boy needs is to be nurtured, because probably he wasn't nurtured very well when he was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think a woman, and especially someone in your case, if you can nurture that little boy while you call out the man, while you know, you're really connecting with what he is afraid of or what he is insecure about, and you connect with that and you make him feel comfortable as a little boy, but then you call out the man. You expect behavior, mature behavior, responsible behavior, predictable behavior that a man would exhibit. I think it really changes a man. But you know what often happens? We call out the little boy. We do things that trigger the little boy, and we shut down the man. Mm-hmm. And right. And I think that can change, but you have to get some help.
And retirement is a real difficult thing for men because mm-hmm. he loses a lot of his identity, and that makes him even more of a little boy.
Can I ask one more question?
What is that question?
Well, I just wonder what can we do as a couple, or what can he do to help restore the relationship of our sons? Because right now they really don't want anything to do with us.
We'll give you some help for that right after this, all right?
Okay,
you're listening to New Life Live, and we are so glad that you are, and we sure need your help here. If you can, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you the Living Free Coloring Book, or you could ask for Take Your Life Back. Oh, we'd send that to you. We love that book. Anyway, thanks for helping us.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. The question on the table right now is how do we get these kids back that don't want anything to do with us due to the problems that we've been through? And Dave, Jill, what do you think? What's the best strategy for her to win back those children so that they become part of her life again?
Well, I would guess that he's been pretty controlling of the kids, and that's what they're mm-hmm. avoiding. And so I think, Andrea, you've got to work on the marriage relationship first, and mm-hmm. the other will follow as you become more successful at that, the kids will be drawn back to it.
They pick up on how you feel towards him, too, mm-hmm. and because they're your children and not his, I imagine they're protective of you, Andrea. And so I do think... Go ahead.
No, I guess they are. I think part of me seems like they've given up on me.
Yeah, but if you take charge and you start to implement what we were talking about...
You'll
win their respect back, and they're watching you.
I think you guys need, just like the previous caller, need to go to our intimacy marriage workshop. I think that would be really helpful. because it will help him to see himself in light of other couples and what's being talked about and demonstrated. And sometimes, you know, we women can say it till we're blue in the face, but when they hear it from other people and other men, suddenly it has an impact.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll be a little redundant here. If we knew of anything better, if we knew something that was more powerful in as short a time as this, we'd say go to that. But, you know, we see total transformation of marriages, people that were going to divorce and they're not. And so if there's any way you could get him to do that, then you could walk out of there and say to him, I'm just wondering if our first project together could be to maybe say to our kids, my kids, our kids, they should be his by now, maybe we could say to them, hey, we've really, really messed up here, and we want you guys back, and we're different now. Maybe that would be one of the outcomes of all of that.
Because the title of it refers to the whole spectrum of intimacy, and
that's right.
So it deals with the
on all levels,
all kinds of levels.
Well, I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be a great book for you. It's been great for other people. They're reading it, and I am loving what they're saying. And some are saying it's a very difficult book to read, so because it's doing a work in their life. So I'm really glad about that. You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight, because I had a weight problem. Used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. Well, we did our Take Your Life Back workshop for all sorts of problems. We did Healing is a Choice for all sorts of problems. But we did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. And it's just amazing. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 22nd, I believe it is. Yeah, January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And it's going to be there in Orange County. It's a great place to lose weight. We've had people that have worked with New Life lose literally hundreds of pounds and kept it off. And I think this is going to be even more effective. I'm excited about this. Come and join us for this wonderful brand new weight loss program called Living Light. You will not regret it. You will not be disappointed. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll help you get that new life. It's a lighter life from Living Light. All right, let's go to the next call. And how about we talk with, on line number 6, it's Marie from Huntington Beach, KKLA. Hi there.
Hi.
How's it going?
I have a 19-year-old daughter, and she's been seeing a boy for almost 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I should say a young man because he's 19. Anyways, my daughter told me that she wasn't having sex with him, and I just found that birth control pills, and she told me that she's taking the birth control pills because her period was really too much for her to handle to go to work and school, so she wanted to lighten her menstrual cycle. And, but she's also saying things that lead me to believe that she might be having sex. And, I trusted what she told me. And so I let them, like when they go somewhere for like a day, I let them spend the night like at a hotel so they don't have to drive back tired, because I trusted her. And, I don't feel comfortable now with, the things that she's saying. And I've told her that, and she tells me that if I don't trust her, that our relationship's ruined, that if I can't trust her about the birth control just being for a period.
Hey, where's Dad? Where's her father in all this?
Her dad, he thinks his girlfriend's more important than she is, and so she stopped seeing him like 6 years ago because of that. And, I mean, they try to reconnect, but he just always puts his girlfriend in front of her, and so she really doesn't want to see him because of that.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Hey, you know what? We're going to give you some help right after this, all right?
Okay, thank you.
So you hold on. Sometimes we have to use a little either reverse psychology or maybe a deflective type of approach rather than hitting straight at the issue. We'll talk about that right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Now, Marie.
Hi.
Let's assume that they're sleeping together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Telling her not to do that, telling her you don't trust her, that's going to cause her to sleep more. It's going to cause her to
turn, you know, more to him.
Yeah, and separate from you. So I think at 19, after having allowed them to sleep in hotel rooms together and stuff like that, I think you have to go from hitting that issue, which isn't really doing any good anymore. I think you have to go from that to moving into a totally different area of nurture, connection, availability, encouragement. But I want to hear what Jill, and they may have a better idea than that, and I hope they do. But let's hear. Jill, what are you thinking about how does she help get this 19-year-old back to her and that maybe one day stop having sex with this guy?
Right. I think you're right, Steve. You can't just tell them now not to do it. In hindsight, Marie, I don't know that having them stay in a hotel room is the best plan. And the fact that she didn't tell you she was on birth control, that seems like if it was something for your daughter's period, she would have told you. And so I'm wondering just about your communication and closeness. And I think working on that connection, as Steve is suggesting, is a really good idea. And drawing out what she thinks about things. And letting her know, you know, sweetie, you're 19, and I realize you're going to make your own choices now. But can we work on talking about what you think and feel about things? Instead of me coming down on you and condemning you, I just want to hear how you're dealing with things. Because my, you know, desire for you not to have sex is not because I'm trying to be a joy kill, just like God. It's because it it causes you to have a lot of emotions and a tie to this person that you might not be prepared for as of yet. And so you want to start drawing her out and asking her how she feels about life and the relationship and try to get to know.
Go way beyond just sleeping together.
Yes, just absolutely.
In general, just getting to know her again. There's nothing you can do if she was to confess. There's nothing you can do. She's
right.
19. You don't have any power over her legally anymore. And you want to make sure that you don't do anything that destroys the relationship, because it's a relationship that lasts through the
rest
of your life.
Right, but you don't want to be afraid. You want to talk frankly about things.
Be honest.
But really work on the connection instead of the rights and wrongs.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. Yes, go ahead.
It's just the fact that she told, because just recently he lost like 30 pounds. And so, you know, she was telling me that she thought that he was possibly gay. And I've been asking her about the relationship, you know, because she was saying those things. I just trusted her because of the things that she was telling me. And just recently, since he's lost the weight, I was like talking to him saying, you know, I know feelings change, and trying to get her to open up about it. But like, she thinks sex is, she's told me before, she doesn't think sex is a big deal.
Hey, listen, she just thinks this is very troubling. How old is this guy?
19.
He's 19.
He's 19 too? All right. So, anytime you're in a long-term relationship, a long-term committed relationship, and you think the other person is homosexual, you have to do something about that. You're not just puzzled about it. She needs to be clear about that with him. It needs to not be an issue anymore. And just the fact that she thinks that and she's saying that to you, she needs to move on. And maybe it's not the issue with him, and that can be clarified, but it's not going to be as they're
hanging
out.
Might just be her deflection.
That could be.
Right, to throw mom off track.
Yeah, it could be her way of saying, this is how I know we're not, I mean, he doesn't even want to have sex with me. But man, this is very troubling.
But I would also be asking her about kind of where you and she have gone wrong, that you realize she's not connected to her dad. And you've always felt like the two of you have had a good connection, but as she's growing up, you realize that that's changing. And does she feel close to you? Does she feel like she can tell you everything? I mean, the evidence is saying no, that she's not.
In other words, don't just talk about whether she's having sex or not or whether he's gay or not. Talk to her about your relationship with her in general. And where you stand with her, because you want to have a relationship 5-10 years down the road that's mm-hmm. good and solid and healthy with your daughter, regardless of how she behaves sexually, and you've done the parenting work. Now you want to work on becoming closer as two adults.
Right, and that even if you disagree with her, that you're always there for her.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You want to reinforce that.
Well, I'm glad that you called. I'll send you a copy of Secrets Women Keep. Maybe that will give you some things in there that the two of you will have in common and can talk about, and it'll open the door for further conversation. Right now, I want to play something for you from TV.NewLife.com. The title of this program is Can I Get Restitution After Sexual Betrayal?
Without trust, we don't have connection and we don't have relationship because we don't have safety. So I would say the first thing that needs to happen is that a sense of turning away from the betrayal. We call that in our Christian world repentance, moving away. And that looks like owning it 100%, getting into the light, talking about it, making sure that nothing is hidden, nothing is still secret, nothing is still going on. So the secret has to be, again, brought into the light and addressed and looked at. And then this takes a long period of time, but trustworthiness. So the person who committed the betrayal needs to start living a very trustworthy life. What they say needs to be what they do. where they say they're going needs to be exactly where they're going. And they need to have the humility to be accountable to that.
As I say, they need to become the most predictable person in the entire world for you to be able to pull this thing back.
Willingly.
Yes.
Yeah, willingly.
Yeah,
predictable.
That's the big part.
All right. Well, that's one of the many programs that we have at tv.newlife.com. It's a subscription that you can get, and it's very reasonable. You get a couple of weeks free to see if you even like it. I think you will. Over 10,000 people do. Please go there, tv.newlife.com. So much there that can help you. All right, let's go back to the calls. And how about we talk with Sean from Austin, Texas? And Sean is, he listens on a podcast there from Austin. Hi, Sean, how are you? Hello, Sean?
Hello? Yes.
Hi. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. How could we help you today?
Okay, my situation is I am currently in a dating relationship with a younger female, and I'm just basically, I guess, I don't know how to pose the question, but I'll just ask it.
Okay.
I guess when I like text her, I don't want to just be anxious for her response, so I just don't kind of want to sit around and just wait to see if she's going to respond or how she feels about me. So I kind of ask questions about, you know, I tell her how I feel about her, but it's not so much of a, she tells me how she feels about me, or if I text her at maybe like 2 o'clock and I'm thinking there's quite some time in between and I may look down and it's only been 8 minutes. I don't want to continue being anxious in relationships.
Do you guys actually talk face to face? Do you talk face to face, or is this all distance?
Yeah, we talk face to face. We go out, we date, you know, we do all of that as well.
You know what one of the signs of a healthy relationship is? You actually talk about the relationship.
Okay.
I mean, it's not easy to talk about the relationship, but that's a really good sign that you would just tell her what you're thinking, how you're feeling.
And that's true. And I guess it's more so coming from me, where I'm like, well, hey, I feel this way about you. Or I care about you. I really like you. I would like to, you know, just kind of see where this is going. And kind of her response is, okay, well, you know, we're dating, and, you know, once, you know, we'll get closer and things like that, which I understand. And you're right. It is a sign of a healthy relationship where, you know, we talk about the relationship. But I think kind of when I pose questions about the relationship, she's kind of hesitant to answer, or she doesn't really fully open up.
Yeah, sometimes the woman is a little slower in terms of expressing herself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's,
like, it's not an equal ratio.
Yeah.
Depending on their personality. And with you being more the one that's pursuing and asking those questions, that's usually what the woman is feeling, what you're describing. Is where is the relationship at? She may be a little more reserved and a little more shy.
And so then talking about the relationship, as Steve was suggesting, would be wise. But if that's with texting, why text? Why not call? That's what I say to my wife all the time. Why are you texting? Why don't you just call?
I say the same thing, Dave. Could it be our age? Well, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn.
You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now. Essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that. And it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. Don't forget that matching gift, $15,000, and all we need are 50 people to sign up for Club New Life. And this wonderful man did this so that there might be the possibility that, we could bring new donors, new support into this ministry. $15,000. So if you've never given, would you sign up for Club New Life? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE right now. Now, we were talking with Sean from Austin, and what do we, one question was, what is the age difference there, Sean, between the two of you?
It was about 14 years.
14 years. And you're how old, and how old is she?
38 and 24.
Okay. Well, you know, you are at different places in life. Have you ever been married, and has she ever been married?
I've been married, and she has not, yes.
Okay. So, you know, when one's been married, one hasn't, you know, it is kind of a different life situation versus, you know, no matter what age, both have been divorced, both have children, that kind of thing. So,
right,
I think you might
see,
want to get some little pre-date or post-date counseling together to kind of work through this. Go ahead,
Jill.
Well,
though I'm wondering, Sean, maybe you do your own counseling to look at your issues in relating. I'm wondering why you're choosing someone so much younger than you, especially at the stages you're at, where,
right.
You know, she's barely out of school. And you've been married and lived a lot longer. You know, you're almost approaching midlife.
Right.
So to maybe just examine that. I mean, it may be perfectly fine. And lots of times there are age gaps that work out really well. But sometimes it creates issues for people. So, and I think it's creating an insecurity in you because of the kind of the generational gap a bit. And so one of the things, though, in this relationship, I want you to be careful not to overwhelm her. You know, she's got plenty of time. And so there's not a hurry for things. And, you know,
right.
When you're trying to get something from her by kind of showering her, there's a point where it becomes too much. And you just want to be aware of that. Allow her to move towards you, even if it takes her longer. And you will have to tolerate the angst in the waiting. And that's the hard part, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess prime example. She asked me the other day, why are you smiling so much? I was happy she was around me, and I looked at her and she's like, why are you looking at me? So I responded later on and said, well, I smile so much because I'm happy you're around me and I'm happy to be around you, and I like to look at you, you know, because I like to be in your presence. And I kind of was probing her to see how she felt about me, and her response was, well, I'm happy, it makes me happy to know that you like to be around me, and I'm happy that, you know, you smile.
Okay.
And
I mean, she wouldn't be around you if she didn't like you, Sean. You know?
But she just
the
right?
The fact that it continues says
she's still at the stage where she's got plenty of options.
And plenty of time.
Yes.
Right.
So you must not rush this and expect more from her than she can give you, or you have to just move on, because you are at different stages. My wife is much younger than me, but when we met, our kids were 7 years apart. We both had been married before. We both had children. We wanted more children. So we were kind of, even though she was younger, we were at the same stage, mm-hmm. and it's just worked out great. But if you're at different stages, you know, oh man, I see these people where they fall in love and she's in college and he's been out in the workday world, you know, and they just don't work. It just doesn't work that way. So anyway, I hope something we've said is helpful, and I'll send you Take Your Life Back.
Well, it could work if you took your time, mm-hmm. but if you rush it, it won't work. Yeah. So you got to really, Sean, take your time and change your attitude in terms of being in a rush.
If you want to be with her.
Otherwise,
find someone a little older who would be equally as eager as you.
eager. That's good.
Right?
Okay. I was going to say as desperate. Now, eager is a lot better.
We're going to do another phone call. And Laura, I was going to go to you, but we won't have enough time to really give you a good answer. So you guys, let's go to Laura in our next program. And then we'll go to Sarah and Stacy and see if we can help them. And anybody else, just hold on, and we'll get you in this next program. But right now, you know, I hope and pray that if you're grateful, that that's led to you being generous. And if so, please help us, if at all possible.
Hey, Steve, why did you change the Lose It for Life program weekend? What was behind that idea?
Well, you know, people ask me, why have we changed from Lose It for Life? And we've done that for so many years, and it's been so wonderful. But I started doing a study of the Scripture to find more verses, more biblical principles to apply to our weight problem. And so we came up with Living Light. And we're going to do that in January, January 20th, 21st, 22nd. And we would love for you to be part of it, especially if you've gone to Lose It for Life. This will make it even better. Or if you haven't gone to Lose It for Life, this is a great place for you to start. We've seen a lot of people lose a lot of weight. You can do it too and keep it off. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and it's called Living Light. And you will live in the light of the Lord, and it will help you to live a lighter life. And you won't hate gravity so much. All right, so that's Living Light. Now, we've got TV.NEW-LIFE. You heard that one program on sexual betrayal. It's just one of thousands that are there. When you join Club New Life, and we need 50 to do it, we send you a thumb drive of 5 teachings from TV.NEW-LIFE. And we also send you a New Life cross. It's a beautiful cross that sits on your desk. A New Life Christmas ornament, that's fun. And the CD in Defense of Christian Counseling, which is worth a year of Club New Life. I did this with Henry Cloud and Josh McDowell. It's fantastic. And all of that supports us. It provides the foundation of all that we do. If you've never joined, please help us get this $15,000 released as soon as possible. We really would appreciate it. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, here's a difficult number, but the number that we're asking you to call is a number to tell us how New Life has impacted you and your family. Here's that number, 866-492-7228. We need your support. You can always buy products, like you can get Take Your Life Back, or you could give us a gift and say, I'd really rather have Take Your Life Back. It was our offer last month. This month, it's the Living Free Coloring Book. I love this Living Free Coloring Book, and I think you will too. It's just, it makes you feel good. You're doing it, coloring, you're being creative, and you're thinking about the concepts that are on that page. That's our way of saying thank you for supporting a ministry that's interested in one thing. We've been interested in it since we started. We still are. It's called Transformation. Every Man's Battle is December the 2nd in Denver, and we would love, love for you to come. This is such an amazing thing to get this taken care of in 2016, and don't take it into 2017. And you can do it there. Even if you hate going, you'll be among other men that hate being there for the first few hours. And then things start to change because you find other men who want sexual integrity. Maybe they didn't want it when they came, but it happens in the company of these great men. Great counselors do it. We've seen over 12,000 men change their lives. You can do it on December the 2nd in Denver, Colorado. Our intimacy intensive is in February, February the 17th, and then Take Your Life Back, March the 10th. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We sincerely want to help you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all of you who support this ministry. We are so grateful to you. We're going to see you next time. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jill. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.